In July 2020, Riley exposed the transcript of an undercover recording that caught UN internal investigators treating whistleblower complaints like a joke and blowing off complaints of retaliation against staffers who spoke up. Riley sent the transcript to then-Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and advised the Trump administration to cut UN funding by 15% for failure to comply with whistleblower protection policies. "I am collateral damage, and senior managers are now apparently so utterly devoid of ethics that they genuinely do not understand why I would prioritize the lives of human beings over my pay and benefits," she told Fox News in June 2021. Riley said she was swiftly fired after her interview with LeMond at the end of October. Among other reasons, because she was talking to media outlets like Fox News and communicating improperly with officials of the United States and other UN member nations. "The UN accuses me only of disobeying in order to be silent. I am not accused of lying. I had a duty as a human being, let alone as a human rights officer, to tell the press when telling my superiors and governments had no impact. To be silent in the face of genocide is to stand with the oppressor. I will leave that to the Secretary General and the High Commissioner for Human Rights," she told Fox News on Tuesday. Riley said she was disappointed the U.S., British, and Irish governments did not get involved in her case, even after she told them how UNHCR was colluding with China. "All any government ever did was simply ask UN managers about their relationship with China and note down the answer. The UN first told them no names of dissidents were ever handed over, then that it was ongoing, then that it had stopped years previously. No government ever even challenged the inconsistency, let alone challenging the UN with the evidence I gave them that handing names to China is still policy," she said. "Democracies sit by and do nothing, claiming they need to respect an independence of the UN that simply does not exist," she said, directly accusing China of subverting and dominating the United Nations. "When the High Commissioner for Human Rights and Secretary General are silent on the largest network of concentration camps since the Nazis, it's not because they are working on backroom diplomacy. It's because China has been the new paymaster for some time," she charged. "Democracies need to step up and make the UN respect its own charter before it is too late. Whistleblowers are their only source of real information, and who will dare speak up now?" she asked. Some reports indicate UN officials are suddenly insisting Riley did not have whistleblower protection, even though United Nations documents from 2020 explicitly recommended she should be protected from any adverse personnel action. Riley used her Twitter account to promise she would continue her crusade for reform and accountability at the United Nations. On Tuesday, she noted she was treated more harshly than UN employees embroiled in massive corruption and sexual abuse scandals. Riley added that some of the people ratted out to China by UN employees are American citizens, and offered to testify before Congress on the subject. According to Fox News, her allegations have captured the attention of Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, a determined critic of China's influence over the United Nations. "The international community can no longer turn a blind eye to Beijing's egregious abuse. No whistleblower should be fired for exposing how the UN is aiding communist China's exploitation and abuse of the Muslim Uyghurs," Blackburn said. In a combative email to Guterres and UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet on Monday, Riley invited UN officials to sue her if they think they can prove anything she told Le Monde is false. She threw in some digs at the United Nations for its lamentable data security practices, such as using the SurveyMonkey database to store the names of dissidents who have good reason to fear their lives are in danger. "Even when I gave you the name of a person on China's list who subsequently returned to China and died in a concentration camp, you still refused to meet me. I'm disappointed that all it took for you to ignore complicity in genocide was sexist rumors that I am crazy, spread by the man I reported, with whom you have been all too happy to meet regularly," Riley told Guterres and Bachelet.